Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
It's a Friday. Mike Flax is in the building for another dope edition of Relax, It's Flax. Before we even speak about Tiger, before we speak about anyone, emotionally in this space and time...
I'm not in a good space.
What's wrong?
I'm not in a good space.
What's wrong?
Just everything wrong just went wrong this week. I feel like ever since I moved out of my house and like started this adulting thing and having to do shit on my own and not relying on my parents, like everything's just falling apart.
Okay, so let's break it down and see if you actually do have sort of a reason to be upset. What went wrong?
Okay, so my laptop broke. Legit broke. I haven't backed it up. Like if I was living at home, my parents would be sorting it out for me. They'd be taking it from place to place. But now I spent the whole of yesterday trying to fix my laptop. It's not backed up. I'm probably going to lose everything.
No, you won't. You got to put positive energy into it. We're going to turn this around.
We've tried like everything. I get home yesterday. There's no water. I never had water for, I think it must have been like the entire day from the 6 in the morning till I think 9 last night.
That sucks.
You see, if I was living at home, my mom would have told me there's no water and I would have showered at gym. Or my mom would have gone and fetched like 5 liter water so we can bath or brush our teeth and stuff.
I thought you were going to say she would have gone down to the river and put the buckets on her head and come home.
So that was also a downer.
It's the worst thing is when there's no water. It frustrates
the
hell out of me. I hate it. I start getting like this terrible anxiety over the fact that I haven't washed my hands, that if I want to brush my teeth, I can't, that I have to use water, that I'm not going to be able to use enough water to clean my toothbrush before I use it again. It gives me the worst anxiety.
So
I prefer no electricity to no water.
I had curry for lunch.
Mm.
And obviously I had like the curry powder on my fingers now.
Okay.
So I had to remind myself, don't touch your eyes. Don't do this. I couldn't even wash off the powder.
Disastrous.
I smelled like I could just smell the curry the whole day.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it went that way because curry can go another way as well. And then if there's no water, that's...
Yeah. I couldn't flush the toilet. So anything I did in the toilet, I couldn't flush. So it basically just lingered in the bathroom, which was disgusting.
It's been a shit week for you.
A very shit week.
Let's complete the trifecta. What else went wrong? Water, MacBook.
I watched a movie on Women's Day, Fault in Our Stars.
Mm.
The saddest movie I've ever seen. I cried the whole of Women's Day.
Horrible.
I spent the whole of Women's Day crying.
It is a very sad movie.
I ran out of toilet paper at the house and I didn't know. So I actually had to go to a friend of mine and go borrow toilet paper from him because all the petrol stations didn't seem to have toilet paper that I was stopping at. So I had to phone him like, bro, listen, I'm in a bit of a shit situation.
Mm.
Can I please borrow some toilet paper? And he was like, listen, people have asked me for many things in my life. They've asked me for alcohol. They've asked me for money. But never has one person asked me for toilet paper.
Well, I mean, it adds a different dimension to your relationship now. And you know each other on a deeper level. So that's a positive.
Yeah, but yeah. I feel like I need to give him back a roll of toilet paper in exchange.
Take it, give him a 3-ply and good to go.
I think that's all that really went wrong. Yeah. But that's a lot to go wrong in a week.
That's 4 things.
I'm like a... What's that? I don't even know the word now. Lucky go good?
Happy go lucky.
Happy go lucky.
Yes.
See, I've even forgotten the word because I'm no longer it.
Life is tough.
Life is tough.
It's
when you start adulting, it's ridiculous. Don't do that to yourself.
It's a battle. You've got to become a real person. It's very difficult. This is why I've taken very slow steps in doing so.
I think I need to take steps backwards now.
No, once you're on the road, you've got to keep looking forward. You've got to keep running.
See, it's not a road. It's a mountain. If you let go, you just fall.
It's like, yeah.
And then you just climb it again. So I think I'm going to let go, fall, and just start climbing.
Well, you know that your mom and dad will always be there to catch you when you fall. So it's okay.
So I've still got a bed at their house. I can still go back to their house. Meals will be prepped for me as usual.
I hand in
my diet at the kitchen.
You hand in your diet?
No, I'm joking. I haven't even...
Are you joking?
I haven't even been able to stick to a diet. It's been such a bad week. This morning I had a donut for breakfast.
That's shocking. And you had it at about 10 o'clock, hey?
And I hate donuts.
Nah.
But there was nothing. And I had a sucker.
Look, it can only get better from here.
It can't get worse.
No, it can't get worse.
Unless, like, later tonight I'm flying to Durban. Unless that
and
plane,
the plane
crashes,
drops out the sky, yeah.
That's like the worst case scenario. And then that completes my week. And then I'm dead. But let's not think like that.
No, let's not. Okay, we got to relax, though. It is Flax.
Yeah,
you've managed to... Do you feel better now that you got it all off your chest?
I feel like you got to vent once in a while.
You have to vent.
When last did you vent?
I vented yesterday.
What did you vent about?
I went for yesterday. I don't know. Someone suggested that I do this. They, well, not forced me to do it, but they really said I should go do it. So I went for energy therapy yesterday.
What?
Which is basically you lie down and you sit with someone and then you speak about yourself for a little bit and then you realign your chakras, literally.
How do you realign your chakras?
So you're lying down, you have your left hand up and then your body will react before your mind does subconsciously on the different things that you're speaking about and then you clear out the negative energy.
Did it work?
I think it's gonna take a few days. I think it might have. I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, it sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, it does sound ridiculous.
And when I walked in, I was like, what the hell am I doing here? What is this? But actually, to lie down and speak about things that you want to change in your life or things that you want to do better was very, very cool.
See, I like to write down things I want to change.
So this is the thing. So she would write the stuff down. Jeez, I'm probably sounding like such a... Anyway, I don't care. Write the things down and then you repeat the thing. So like for instance, one of the things that I want to stop doing is procrastinating so much. So I procrastinate a lot. And then she would put it like in an order and then we would say, I no longer procrastinate. And then the arm would flop down.
She'd flop your arm or you'd flop your own arm?
Well, apparently your body is just doing it without you thinking about it. It's like the same as... You are thinking about walking when you're walking, but you're not consciously thinking, yeah. Oh, I need to take
But your
a
muscles
step.
Are still going to be pulling.
Yeah, so they draw into kind of the subconscious and everything. So it was...
How long's the session?
It was about 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah, it was a long session.
I don't know. It sounds like you procrastinated for 2 hours.
No, it felt like very hocus pocus, but actually I felt a lot better afterwards. So maybe it'll do something.
So is your initial one 2 hours or everyone going for
two hours? I don't know if I'll go again, but they all were like, I think they are 2 hours. Yeah.
And how much is it?
I mean, I'm not going to get into the, I didn't pay for it. So the person that sent me paid for it.
So how much?
Cause they really wanted me to, I don't know. They really wanted me to do it. Which I thought was a nice gesture, to have people that care about you and they've done it a few times and they thought it'd be really good.
No, these things are really like different things are nice to try out.
Yeah.
I want to try out acupuncture.
Yes.
But I'm scared it will hurt.
I did that on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. With the needles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did it hurt?
No, it didn't. And I was such a baby about it, but it actually didn't hurt that much. But I did so little of it that I wouldn't really feel anything.
I want to go like my full body and just like feel, I expect it to feel like when you're popping like a mad big pimple, you just have to relieve.
Yeah, relieve. Well, you must try it. Maybe we should get the acupuncturist back and we can do it on you for like 40 minutes in another edition.
I don't know. I don't think I can do it live.
In the snow, do it
I
live.
I think I'd like to be in a relaxed environment. Oh,
whatever. Well, so producer Kat will whistle in the background to add melody and you'll do it. But yeah, these things are weird and whatever. But actually, like at the end of the day, you've got to just do, you've got to say yes to stuff.
Yeah, you got to relax. Like I can't even sleep at night.
Well,
I had to revert to taking chamomile tea.
So she gave me some advice because I also really don't sleep well at night. She said, number one, you got to be very careful about what you consume just before you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So don't watch like hectic movies. Don't listen to like hectic music at least for an hour before you go to sleep. You got to completely relax it down. And then you, like the phone is just, and I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
But that phone is just such a problem. You have got to get that phone away from you an hour before you go to sleep. You got to put it away. On the other side of the room, you can't look at that. You got to just get rid of that phone. You got to cut the TV out an hour before. You got to cut the music out an hour before. You just have to zone because what you go into your sleep with just having seen is what will kind of, you know, it will resemble in the sleep that you have. Because I also sleep terribly. Last night I slept fantastically. I just fell asleep.
I couldn't sleep last night. I woke up. I've started this new thing and I'm hating it where I wake up either at 12 or I wake up at like 2 or 3 in the morning and I have to go pee. And I've tried not drinking before bed. I still have to go pee. Like, I've never had to do that before in my life. I sleep through the night. I'm not sleeping through the night.
Because you got to go pee.
Yeah. And then I look at my phone.
Does it take a long time? Yeah, phone. Got to cut that. And it's so hard.
I look at the time and I think, is it worth going back to sleep? Like, how much more sleep am I actually going to get?
Mm. See, because the reality is that our lives now, the way we've constructed them, may not necessarily be the best way to live a life.
What you mean?
With these phones all the time, checking email, like consistently distracted and everything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, when she mentioned this to me, she was like, would you be able to sit in stillness in a room on your own for an hour.
No.
And that gives me, just the thought of that gives me like anxiety.
Yeah, me too.
But we should be able to. You should be able to sit with yourself, with your own thoughts for an hour of a day. Why wouldn't we be able to? You can't consistently be distracted. It's not the way we were designed.
Or like, imagine if we were standing in queues for like Woolworths or something. And what you do in a queue, you look at your phone, exactly. You check Twitter. Imagine we just spoke to the person in front or behind us and made a new friend. But we don't do that.
Not even. It's just literally we consistently have to distract ourselves, which I don't think is a very good thing.
When I bath, that's when like I'm free of any distractions. Yeah. I don't use my phone. I don't anything. I just sit there in the bath. My imagination runs wild. I think of things. Sometimes I'll even talk to myself.
That's good.
That's where. And when I'm overtired. My mind goes to weird places. Sometimes I don't even know half the things I'm saying.
Yeah, listen, it's one has to look after oneself and just try and zone out.
My dream is to buy a Jeep and just start traveling. And like, but how do you make the money in it is the question.
Well, you got to take the leap of faith.
Yeah, maybe I can like go work at a beach shack and learn to surf myself, then teach to surf. And then I'll keep doing that and I'll be like the beach shack extraordinaire traveler thingy.
I think it's a fantastic idea. And we will do Relax It's Flax on the beach. We'll fly in, producer Katna. Or maybe she'll drive. She'll drive us down. We'll get a Jeep too. And we'll meet you there and we'll record it on the beach. It'll be fantastic.
What's your dream?
I don't know. My dream life, I guess, would involve a lot of traveling.
But like commercial traveling or like cars and maybe a bicycle here? Like mine doesn't involve planes and stuff.
No, well, you got to use planes to get to places. How are you going to get your Jeep from Africa to Europe?
Well, I'll drive within Africa, then I'll have to fly to Europe, then get a Jeep there.
Yeah, okay. So you see there's planes involved at some point. But driving now, I would get so bored. I can't stand driving for like a half an hour. I find it the most boring thing ever.
I'm busy planning my boys' trip at the end of the year.
Oh, it's different if there's people and you're like a whole bunch of
people. Yeah, no, I'm talking maybe you'll go with like two people or so.
Yes, yeah, that's cool.
But you're always like pick up people along the way.
Well, yeah.
Which is
you might.
and you get to like experience everything that Africa has. And
maybe we should just do this.
Do an Obi from a Jeep driving through like the Kalahari or some place where like you don't know if you're going to bump into an elephant. Like there's just wild animals roaming everywhere.
Yeah, this could be a plan, Flax.
And then we set up tent on top of the Jeep and we sleep there and then you're scared throughout the night because you don't know if there's wild animals and stuff. And then you wake up and you feel so happy and relieved and grateful that you survived the night and then you carry on driving.
I've already drafted the email to producer Kat. The email is called, please hire a Jeep and get a little bit of money together.
Yeah.
We're taking the show on the road.
Yeah, I'm game.
Fantastic. We'll see some game too. All right. Tell me about Tiger.
Okay. So we're all familiar with...
Like the person, not the thing we're going to see on the trip.
So we're all familiar with Tiger. He's dating Kylie Jenner. He's part of the Jenners, basically.
Do you see Kendall on the cover of
Vogue?
September issue. That's a big deal.
I didn't understand why it was such a big deal.
So the September issue of Vogue, I don't understand why it's a big deal either, but I think it's their most popular issue. In fact, I think there's even Sia Bayile was telling us once during the Next Movement that there's a movie about the September issue. I think it's the biggest issue that Vogue put out. It's like out of all the other issues of the year, the September one is the biggest one for whatever reason.
Maybe it's got to do with that's now their summer edition or like the changing of the clothing season. Stuff
I don't know
like that.
What it is. We'll have to. I'll Google it. But it's a very big deal and she's on the cover.
I'd Google it too, but I don't have a laptop.
Oh, yeah, because it broke.
So have a look. Tiger's like. He's such a slimy dude. Like all the Kris Jenner and some of the Kardashians really hate him. Like they don't invite him on holidays and stuff because they see him as a bad influence. When he goes on holidays, he gets drunk, probably does drugs and influences other people in the family. But another thing that he also does is I rate he's broke. I don't think he has a lot of money. Like there was an arrest warrant out for him because he owed, I think, $480,000 in rent and damages to this one dude.
$480,000, yeah.
And he just never paid it. And he went away on holiday. And while he was on holiday, which was some like Turks and Cairo, someplace like that for Kylie Jenner's birthday party, the person that he owed the money to issued an arrest warrant. So as soon as he landed back, customs would have arrested him. So he got that cleaned because he paid, I think he paid 250,000 rand and they decided to let it go. But for some reason, for like Kylie Jenner's birthday present, he bought her a Maybach, which is like $200,000. He doesn't have this money. Like we know he just had like his Lamborghinis and that all repossessed. The Oak doesn't have cash, but he's still splurging.
Yeah, because I think he thinks that the Kardashians are going to pay off in some way. By the way, September issue, I Googled, it's really just their biggest issue, their most important issue. So that's that. But Tiger...
Maybe
He's just caught up. He's caught up. You know, it's the same as... I'll never forget once when Toni Braxton went bankrupt.
Who did?
Toni Braxton sings that song, Unbreak My Heart.
Unbreak my heart.
Beautiful. There you go.
Until you love me again.
Beautiful. There you go. Okay. That song. And years and years ago, she was on the Oprah Winfrey Show. She had to sell her Grammys. She got so bankrupt after having such a smash hit single. And she said she just was so caught up in being famous that she just, when you are that caught up, it's not like you sit and log into your FNB every single day. You kind of just adopt the lifestyle. You don't really know what's going on. And it's blurry. And Tiger's one of the most popular people in the world right now because he's involved with these Kardashians.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't even know this shit.
But he probably also makes a lot of money from like appearing on the Kardashian show.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm sure Kylie gives him a few hundred thousands here and there.
Yeah, it's just that one, yeah.
Those kids are loaded, eh?
Loaded, set for life, but probably going to fuck out at the age of 30.
I don't know. None of them have really like gone off the rails yet.
Well, I think
their boyfriends and stuff have, but them personally haven't.
It's the power of family.
Yeah.
Okay, what else, dude?
Okay, so of course, once we've done the Kardashians, we got to do Justin Bieber.
Absolutely.
So he's running around town with a new girl. And I don't know.
Another one. He was just with those other four
now
women.
Now he's with another one.
Every week, I have to look at his Instagram to see who he's dating now.
This one's dodgy because they're like holding hands. She's going on his private jets, but you'll never guess who it is.
Who?
She's 17 years old. He's 22 years old.
Mm.
Her name is Sophia Richie.
Sophia Richie. Who's that?
Lionel Richie's daughter.
Hmm.
How crazy is that? Huh. He says, no, they're just friends. But yeah. I mean, there's pictures
of
you. Well,
they have to be just friends because otherwise it's illegal.
I know. But the thing is, she turns 18 in 13 days.
Okay.
And why would you be holding hands in the streets? Like, that's not what friends do.
But don't they all, doesn't that whole clique all just hang out with each other and hold hands? Jaden Smith and Kendall and Kylie and all of them, they're just like in this androgynous love fest.
Not with Justin Bieber, though.
I don't know.
Like, you don't see Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner walking around holding Justin Bieber's hand.
Yeah, it's a big deal. How does it make you feel this?
I don't know. I don't understand how he can just bounce from woman to woman and these women still want him. Like, do you not see him as like the biggest player ever? He's manipulating women and bouncing, getting what he wants. And just as soon as he's done with you, he'll leave. Like, what woman wants that?
He's the most popular male pop star in the world. So I can imagine that there would be several women who want that.
You don't
want
to be known as the one of Justin Bieber's girls. You know?
I don't think that they mind at all. It's the same as Dan Bilzerian getting all these women who just throw themselves at him and he puts them up on Instagram and ruins their lives and their careers and everything. It's people are blinded by fame. And on that level, I mean, how many Instagram followers does he have? These women are probably thinking, imagine I've got, Justin Bieber has, let's have a look here, 77.5 million Instagram followers. Jeez. They just want 77.5 million people to see their photo.
Yeah, me too.
That's what it's about.
They just want, it's all about the hashtags and retweets.
He does have a cool Instagram though.
Yeah, it gets dope sometimes. Like he was playing hockey the other day. I like it when he like goes on holidays and Instagrams that sort of stuff. Dan Bilzerian's got a very cool Instagram.
Have they not shut it down yet?
No.
They seem to shut it down.
He's gotten very good with what he posts. Like he'll post a girl with no shirt on, but then he'll put like a little emoji over her nipples and like that's allowed. Like he takes it to the border and he brings it right back.
Yeah.
So his team's pretty good on like spinning things and stuff like that. But he's always like shooting stuff and the girls are shooting stuff and like I've always thought, imagine if one of those guns like accidentally slips, like Dan, that's gonna kill you. You know? Like, these girls are not trained to shoot, and yet you're giving them, like, semi-automatic assault rifles.
Yeah.
So I thought that's pretty crazy.
Still, I'd like to be involved.
I know. I just want to be filthy rich. Like, I read a story about Rihanna going on holiday. Where did she go on holiday? She went to Vienna.
Yeah.
And she rented, I think it was the penthouse suite. It has four terraces overlooking the city, three kitchens. Who the fuck needs three kitchens when you're on holiday?
This is a dumb question, Flax. You got to do the starter in one, the mains in the other, and the dessert in the third. Is this what you were Snapchatting recently?
Yeah, four bathrooms, a private gym, $21,000 a night. How much is that? Where's my phone?
I have my phone.
Okay. Pull out your calculator.
So,
21,000 times, what's your age? Should we go with 16?
Yeah.
16. 336,000 rand a night. You know, that is probably the same price as a secondhand nice BMW in South Africa.
That's a lot of money every night.
You could probably have six of them in your garage now if you just stayed there.
Levels.
Who has that sort of money?
Rihanna.
Like, do you not feel guilty?
Well, stop streaming Umbrella then, Flax, if you have such a problem with it.
Like, I feel guilty paying more than like $100 for a t-shirt or a
but
haircut.
But it's levels, dude. It's just levels.
Still, like, do you not think when you're rich like that, you'll still like be like, no, that's a bit overpriced. I don't need three kitchens and stuff like that.
If it takes you an hour to earn $3 million, which is probably like around about what it takes her, who cares? What else?
Okay. Let me see what news stories that don't have that revolve around. I got news stories on how to shave your pubes over here. I got...
Well, that sounds like a lovely conversation. Let's have it.
You want to have that?
Well, yeah, if it's there.
So, basically, it tells you all the different ways you can shave your pubes.
Fantastic.
So, one of them is on the toilet. So, you'll just like hover over the toilet and shave your pubes. Mm. Another method is in the shower, where you'll shave them in the shower. But the thing is, you have to have this one thing that like goes over your drain that catches the hair so it doesn't clog your drain, and then you can just go throw the hair in the bin afterwards.
Yeah, that'll be awkward with a plumber.
I don't know what this thing's called. It says in the article that girls know what it's called.
Does it speak about direction? Does it speak about tool? Does it... Okay.
It later on starts speaking about tools in the do's and don'ts. Another one is the bedroom bin bag. So you just hover over the bedroom bin and start cutting or shaving away.
I don't know that.
Here's some shaving do's. Try wet the hair before you shave it, but easier. And if it's very long, the hair, you want to trim it before and then you want to shave it. Because otherwise, it's just going to be like that pulling sensation and it's going to hurt. That's basically all it says. Oh, exfoliate after you've shaved and be sure to carry on doing so to avoid post-shave itchiness. So that's the perfect way to shave your pubes.
Fantastic.
I know everyone's now going to change up their routine, all according to Relax It's Flax.
You're changing lives here. You're changing pubes.
They're probably going to go moisturize right now.
Beautiful. Get those hands down there.
Do you ever like keep your old water bottles? Or even like if you go and you get like a Volpre bottle, do you ever like keep it?
No. Technically, you're supposed to recycle them.
Yeah. So I put them in my boot. Because every time I go to gym, I need a bottle.
Yeah.
So I read an article that is the worst thing to do ever. Like, the amount of bacteria that is collected on that lid is worse than if a dog had to come and lick it.
Oh.
Yeah, that is how bad it is.
Really? So you must always use a new fresh water bottle or wash it?
No. It didn't even say wash it. It said legit use a new water bottle.
Well, thank you. This is giving me another OCD now, which is great. Tell me more.
I quote, shitload of bacteria.
What websites are you using that speak about a shitload of bacteria?
I don't know where I got this from, but it even breaks down how much bacteria is formed and stuff like that. And I'm busy thinking, my boot and like my backseat is packed with water bottles.
Yeah, I never finish like a full half liter of water as a water bottle. So then I always just collect like these water bottles that have like 100, 200 mils in it. So maybe I need to stop doing that now.
I wouldn't even be lying if I said I've had a water bottle that I've been using for maybe like a year in my boot. Like, there's probably about 30 water bottles.
Jeez, okay.
And I just can't throw them away because I know I'm going
to
use it.
Well, you have to now because they're full of germs.
I remember everyone's like, no, don't leave the water in your car or the boots.
So you don't at gym just use the push
bottle? I feel it doesn't give enough water out at once. So you got to stand there for like 3 minutes trying to get like maybe 6 sips.
Enough,
I'd rather have the water bottle. You squeeze it into your mouth and like in a second you hydrate it with like 500 mils.
Okay,
but
good
then
strat.
Again, I haven't been on a gym lately.
How's
your gym going?
I'm pretty consistent with it. I try and go three times a week. I went this morning.
What do you do at gym?
I just like hang out. I have like somewhat of a program that I sort of maybe follow.
How long did you go for?
Like no longer than 45 minutes.
So what did you do today?
Today, I did the bench press. I did the incline bench press. I did the lateral pull down. I did 6 exercises today. Now you're really making me think. Did the lateral pull down. I did I don't even know what it would be called. When you lie on the bench and you have the barbell weight, one of them, and you make like a triangle with your hand and you like a barbell
back like pull a over. Barbell stretch sort of. It's to work chest and triceps
that?
And stuff like that.
And then I did 2 more, but I'm never going to remember them now.
No cardio?
No, I didn't do cardio today.
I always start off with like a 5K run.
I'll warm up, not a 5K run, it's more like a 5-minute run. But I'll try and warm up and hit a very high incline and a very fast rate of the treadmill just to get my heartbeat going. Yeah. And then kind of take it from there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And you think 3 times in a week is enough?
Well, I'm just impressed that I could make it there 3 times a week. So I'm not going to push beyond that.
When did I go to gym this week? I went to gym on... I went Monday. I went Wednesday. And then I'll have to go... I'm going to Durban. So I'm going to run on the beach on Saturday and Sunday.
See? Cool.
So I'm going to try and get my fitness in there.
Nice.
I've never really done the whole beach running, but it looks very majestic.
Yeah.
And I want to be majestic. And
running? I was actually thinking about it this morning because I do want to run more. And I was thinking in the car, I was like, do I run more in my neighborhood? Like I could run and go like to the park or whatever, or I could run like at the gym. And I think I'm going to run at the gym because running
in
the...
You can watch TV and you're at least
it's
productive.
It's much better. Even though road running is a hell of a lot harder because you don't know the incline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't your gym have like...
It's very fanciful. Yeah, you can incline it and you can put YouTube videos on and you can do whatever you want.
You see, my gym, when I run, I'm basically staring at the person's bum in front of me.
That could be good or bad, depending on whose bum.
Sometimes it gets really awkward.
Okay.
But my gym routine always start off with a run, end off with weights, and then if I have like lots of time, then I'll jam the sauna and stuff.
I've never done that.
I don't know. I quite like sweating it all out, and then I find it goes in my lungs, and then I just feel so refreshed afterwards.
Beautiful. This has been a very productive session as we start to wrap it up. You've discussed how to shave pubes. You've discussed your sweat routine at the gym.
We've discussed...
It's quite a combination.
What would be like a nice closing story though? Should I hit you with the options?
Give me the final bang here, bro.
No, Drake's dad starting a music career isn't...
No, that's fantastic.
You're right.
Yeah. What's happening?
Okay, so Drake's dad just started his music career.
Yeah.
Let me pull up this piece of paper, yeah? Where's the story? Yeah. So he's got an R&B album coming out called Kinda Crazy. So he's 60-something years old and he's decided he wants to follow in his son's footsteps.
Swag.
I think it's going to be released later on in the year. The same dude that helped produce... Drake's Views album is going to help him.
This is awesome.
What's his name?
Turn it into a family business.
Dennis Graham.
Dude, I'm there for
it. I think it's going to be so shit.
I am so there for that. 60-year-old man rapping like his son Drake levels.
No,
I dig it.
I think it's going to like tarnish Drake's name.
No, it won't. All right, let's land this plane here. Flax, what is there left to say? How do we touch base all day?
You can touch base with me on Snapchat this weekend because I'm going to be out in Durban. I'll keep you posted if I'm going to be... DJing at any gigs.
Cool.
They're still up in the air. So Mike Flax on Snapchat, FLAX. Instagram, Michael Flax. Twitter, Michael Flax. Facebook, Michael Flax. Go like the page. But I think if you're searching for it, you have to go Michael Flax 92. I think so. And then what else social media do we have? I think that's it. You can't find me on Tinder anymore, so don't look there. I think that's all I got.
Fantastic. All right, that is this week's edition of Relax, It's Flax. Relax is going to... No, Flax. Flax is helps you relax. Is going to leave you with one final mantra for the next 7 days before we meet again.
The final mantra for today, you know, you have one life, live it. I think I've used that before, though.
I love it, though. Swaggy, swaggy up, swaggy, swaggy down, swaggy, 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 swaggy all around. Dab, panda, panda, panda. Teach me how to Dougie. Now watch me whip and watch me nene. Thank you very much, Flax, for stopping by.
Thank you very much. Hillman on CliffCentral.com.